Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Mr. Nick Kovalt, who's the newly appointed director of the Governor's School for the Arts here in Kentucky. And first of all, Nick, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Nick, how long have you been on the job?
Exactly 1 month today, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm actually a lifelong stakeholder, I guess you could say, of the Governor's School for the Arts program. I actually attended as a student in high school for vocal music. I'm actually the first director of the program to have attended the program as a student, to be an alum of the program. When I attended, I was coming from Oldham County, Kentucky, which is where I was raised, and was born into a family of healthcare professionals that didn't quite know what to do with a son who was a musician. And so GSA was a real kind of important part of my life in terms of helping me develop that side of me. So I went on to the University of Kentucky to study vocal music and arts administration, and have worked for an opera company, a United Arts Fund, and eventually found my way to the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts. And here I am, 1 month into being the director of the Governor's School for the Arts. So I'm proud to be an alum of the program, proud to be a Kentuckian, and excited to, you know, see how those perspectives help kind of resource me in this role.
How long ago were you a student in GSA?
I was a student in 2002 in vocal music.
So how long has GSA been around?
The Governor's School for the Arts was established in 1987. So, you know, we're right in kind of our 30th anniversary right now. In that time, it's experienced a lot of growth. We're up to 9 art forms now. But, yeah, it's 30 years strong. We have over 5,000 alumni. We've served all 120 counties of the Commonwealth during those 30 years. And I think we're really well poised for an exciting next 30 years, too.
Well, Nick, for people who are not familiar with Governor's School for the Arts, please give them the rundown of what GSA is all about.
Sure. So the Governor's School for the Arts is many things, but we're mostly known for our summer residential program. And what this is an auditioned program where we accept currently 256 students is the amount of money that we are the amount of students that we're budgeted to have right now. And these students come and live on a college campus with us for 3 weeks. Currently, that college is Center College in Danville, Kentucky, beautiful campus in the middle of the state. And students really have an immersive experience in their art form, the art forms being either architecture and design, creative writing, dance, drama, instrumental music, musical theater, new media, visual art, or vocal music. And they basically live, breathe, and eat and sleep the arts while they're there. It's sort of an arts conservatory model, so they're in class in studio or on field trips all day long, in private lessons, working on projects, meeting with visiting artists, learning not just about their art form, but ways in which that art form can be applied to career paths in the future. We're doing a lot to prepare them for applying and being accepted into college. And then the entire 3 weeks culminates in a final day celebration where the students either perform pieces that they've been working on, or if they're in a more visual art form, we'll perhaps have a gallery showing or do a presentation of some of the projects that they've done, maybe read the poetry that they've written over the past 3 weeks. And it's a great opportunity to kind of share the process that they've been going through over this past 3 weeks with their parents, families, and friends. There's also what I think is really interesting and sort of a hallmark of the summer program that makes it unique from maybe other similar programs is that students are also engaging in interdisciplinary work. So what that means is that they're there focusing on their specific art form, but we want to make sure that they're also finding ways to connect their art form with the other art forms that are on campus. So perhaps the architecture students will create a space for the dance students to perform in, and that performance will be accompanied by live music from the instrumental music students. So we're really trying to provide a very open-minded approach of how these art forms relate to each other, and really trying to develop creative leaders for the state of Kentucky. I think, you know, a lot of people focus on, oh, we're trying to create the next Broadway star or, you know, the next, you know, Vincent Van Gogh or something like that. And I think to a degree that's true, but I think our real focus here is telling these students, you are leaders and you are artists, and that makes you uniquely resourced to make a difference in your communities. So let's talk about ways in which you can utilize this creativity that you have. That is a unique gift. So how can you utilize that to be a unique contributor to your community?
Well, I have to believe that Governor's School for the Arts, since its inception in 1987, has changed quite a bit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One, we have more art forms that we're able to cover, architecture and design, new media, musical theater. I know those at least have been additions in the past, I'd say, 10 to 15 years. You know, we've been able to be on a few different campuses during that time. And, you know, it's a different world that we live in, right? The world that we live in is constantly changing. And so we're constantly trying to, you know, talk to these students about ways in which artists can play roles in the world that we're living in and its challenges and its opportunities. So yeah, it's definitely interesting and exciting to try and keep up with the changing ecosystem that we're all living in.
Talking about changes, you said you were there back in 2002, and how different is it from, say, 14 years ago?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, one, I have to say the way that the internet is used and the kind of connection that teenagers have to the internet, I think, is very different. When I was a student at GSA, you know, Facebook wasn't a thing. You know, the internet certainly was, but YouTube wasn't. So I think that the way in which students today, high school students today, are able to access or at least see a lot of different media from around the world, kind of in their homes, you know, at their fingertips, is really fascinating. And I think in ways it informs them in new exciting ways, and also in other ways I think it can create distance and new gap and different types of gaps that we have to fill. So I think, you know, the type of student that's walking in the door at GSA is very different, I think, than the type of student that was maybe walking in 2002. You know, we're connected in many new and different ways, and also disconnected in new and different ways too. And also in that sort of realm of technology, we have a lot of new exciting opportunities for how we can use that technology in education, right? So just I think the increase of technology in the classroom is a really exciting opportunity that maybe we didn't have access to as much when I was a student in 2002.
What's interesting is Nick, as I'm listening to you, it makes me think that the GSA program is in sort of a fluid situation. It always has to be looking to evolve to stay on the cutting edge.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and a huge part of that is asking ourselves a very philosophical question of what is the role of the artist in, you know, Kentucky in 2016, 2017. You know, that's a big question that has, you know, a lot of different answers and a lot of different truths for different people. So absolutely, I think, you know, there are all sorts of conversations that we can have about, you know, the arts as sort of having a very intrinsic benefit for our community and for our society. When you look back on great societies that we study in history, the output of artists in those societies are, you know, very much what we remember them by. So what roles are we playing as artists in sort of that function? I think there's a, you know, tremendous side to, you know, economic and business development. What role are artists playing in not only as members of the creative industries, because, you know, artists are designing every commercial you see, every product you use, but also how is the creative process a real asset to this new economy that we're living in? And what role can, again, the creative leader, which is also an artist, but what role can the creative leader, the creative citizen, play in really moving society forward in this, in this century that's very much about adaptability, about flexibility, about innovation? It's exciting because I feel like you can't help but look at the world we're living in and constantly make a case for the creative process and how important it is. And obviously, being an artist, there's a big connection to be made there.
Nick, I'm wondering, we talked about how the world's changed and the way we operate within the world, but what about the kids themselves? How much have they changed, perhaps?
Oh, that's a great question, and I think that they always, surprise us. And I think, I'm constantly amazed at the students' ability to show up with a willingness to learn and an openness to experience whatever is going to be coming at them, even though they may not fully understand what that is. Because I think, they're growing up in a world maybe a bit more so than I did, where they have been exposed to a lot of newness, a lot of maybe things, people, places that are different from them. And I think maybe they're, accustomed to a bit more to understanding that things that they experience, they may not fully understand from the get-go, which I think is a great opportunity for them to walk into this program with a certain kind of open-mindedness. For instance, I'll use vocal music as an example. Maybe when I walked into GSA, I had an idea of, like, this is a vocal music program. This is what this is going to look like. And I think maybe, whether or not I was correct in that perception, I think maybe now we're dealing with students who are walking in with a bit more of an open mind and acceptance of, I may not know what this is going to look like, but I'm prepared to show up and to participate and to experience it and kind of a bit work with a bit more of a blank canvas, which I think is fantastic.
Because you are a former student who attended Governor's School for the Arts and in now becoming the director, how much does that help you with your perspective in taking over this program?
Well, I think it's a great asset. First off, I'm able to speak to a great degree of the impact that this program has had on my life. And that impact has looked like many, many different things. I understand how a program like this can affect someone as an artist, but also as a communicator, a program like this can affect one's ability to reflect on oneself, how this program can help develop empathy. So that's not to say that my experience as an alum of the Governor's School for the Arts is going to look like everybody else's, but I think I'm able to look at these students and understand not just what they're going through at the summer program, but maybe how it will affect them 6 months from then, and maybe 3 years from then, and then, maybe when they're in college. And I think, too, I anticipate, working with some students who, when you get into an environment that's so different from what you're used to, suddenly you're surrounded by all these really talented students, and maybe you've gone from being, a big fish in a small pond to, a average-sized fish in a large pond or a smaller pond. I think a lot of students can question themselves of, am I good enough for this? Is this something that I should be doing? And, I've been there and I understand that. And the truth is I know that they're going to succeed in whatever way that they determine is best for them, whether that's as an artist in the future or as, a lawyer who has a great creative side that helps him or her in the courtroom and a million different things in between. So I think being able to speak to them from that place of I have been in your shoes in this program and understand what that feels like, I hope I'm able to connect with the students on a deeper level because of that.
How much has it helped them to be around their peers in that same art discipline? And as you talked about, some they may not be the big fish in the small pond anymore, and I guess the one thing is competition brings out the best in people.
Yeah, it's, competition gets a bad rap sometimes. A certain dose of it is certainly healthy, right? It keeps us on our toes. It keeps us questioning, if we're pushing ourselves and how we can push ourselves further. And I think it can allow us to access parts of ourselves that we might not have otherwise accessed. So I think, there is a good level of being able to see your peers and understand their strengths and how they're different from your strengths, and how that can maybe inspire someone to challenge themselves in a new way. But I think what's so cool about this program is you're taking students from all sorts of different backgrounds, right? From different parts of the state, different areas of the state, rural environments, urban environments. Some students have, I'll say maybe there's a dance student who's been in a ballet class since he or she was 3 years old, and then maybe you're working and maybe they're in a dorm room, sharing a dorm room with let's say a visual art student who maybe has had a couple of visual art classes in public school, but other than that, they've really kind of been honing their craft on their own. So even the amount of artistic resources that they've had in their lives can be very different. Some students come from very artistic families where there's generations of artists. Other students come from families where they don't know, understand this little drawing hobby that they have, and then they're coming to GSA and we're looking at them and saying, "You're an artist, that's a really fantastic thing." So I think being able to put them in an environment where they're exposed to those what can be very different realities for young artists is really great too, because I think it can help them understand their own personal journey and how that informs them as an artist. And there's a really healthy residential life side to the summer program as well. Don't get me wrong, we keep them really busy in studio and rehearsal, but we really want to make sure that there's a community on the residential life side where these students are getting to really connect with each other on a personal level, in a way that, is restful but also fun. For them just to, be young people and connect with each other and realize, whether it's between urban and rural or between, resourced artists versus lesser resourced artists, that, there's a lot of common ground there and there's a lot for us to connect to each other as artists despite maybe the different backgrounds that we come from.
Again, we're talking to Nick Koval, the newly appointed director for the Governor's School for the Arts here in Kentucky. I'm Chuck Morales. We're on Front Page. We'll go ahead and we will step away for just a moment. Come back with more right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, Nick Koval, the newly appointed director for the Governor's School for the Arts here in Kentucky, is our guest today. And Nick, I know a lot of people have heard about what's going on with state government in terms of spending and the amount of money available for all sorts of programs. But when you talk about the Governor's School for the Arts, how are you doing financially?
Oh, thanks for asking that question. It's a great question. The Governor's School for the Arts has always had a fantastic amount of support from the state government. Obviously the governor's title is in our name, so we are a member of the Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet. The Governor's School for the Arts itself is run through the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts, which is very interesting, and even the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts is a quasi-state organization. So we've always enjoyed a very close relationship with the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and we have a lot of fantastic advocates at the state level. I was just at the Governor's Arts Awards in Frankfurt about maybe a month or month and a half ago, and Governor Bevin opened up the ceremony by speaking to how important the arts are for our children and for their upbringing, and also how a specific strength of the arts, and one of the reasons that they're so important, is because they really help us develop soft skills. So soft skills being, you know, something as simple, maybe it may seem simple, developing conversation skills, making eye contact with people, emotional literacy, understanding how to keep ourselves calm when we're angry. And that really, those soft skills are one of the top three things that Kentucky employers are looking for in their employees. And I thought that was really fascinating. We're lucky to have a governor who really has spoken to, his own personal understanding of the value of the arts. And I think everything I've ever heard him say about why the arts are important are spoken to by the Governor's School for the Arts. The state legislature is very supportive of the program, and I'm just looking forward to, in this new role, kind of getting to know all the players at the state level a little bit better and work with them to understand the best way for the state to resource and invest in its young creatives, because it really is an investment that pays off tenfold in the future. If we are very often we're working with students who may be in an environment that doesn't know how to fully resource them as an artist or as a young creative, and so not only is this program providing a great resource, I think it's providing a very unique resource for these students to help develop them to be better prepared and more successful in the future, and also to increase the value that they place in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, which I think is really important. With all that combined and our relationship with the state, I'm very happy with how things are and optimistic.
We've got about 3.5 minutes left. If someone's out there listening and they have a young person at home that could possibly be interested in the Governor's School for the Arts, how could a youngster get involved?
Absolutely. The applications are due on January 15th, and you can go to our website, which is www.kentuckygsa.org, and you can apply to the summer program there. Each fall, we also offer what we call art shops, which are one-day-long immersive arts workshops that we offer around the state for freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So, be sure to visit our website throughout the year, especially in the early fall, to look out for those art shop opportunities. But I really encourage people to go onto our website, read all that you can, check out the application, and you'll find on our website, too, that there's a GSA helpline, a phone number that you can call, and we strongly encourage people to call us with any questions that they might have, because we really want the application process to be as accessible as possible.
I know that this is an experience that can be a real difference maker for young people moving forward with their lives, but we do have a couple of minutes, and I'll give you a chance to give one last sales pitch for the Governor's School for the Arts, Nick.
Sure. Well, to any young creatives out there who are listening, or our parents or teachers, if you are an artist, that you are an important member of our society, and you're an important member of our society in a unique way. So we would really love to work with you to help develop that and to help show you the great world that's available at your fingertips, because you are creative, and that is good and that is important. And Chuck, I'll also say, I think you might know this from a bit of a personal perspective, because I believe, did you have a daughter go through the program?
Yes, back in 1997.
That's wonderful. So it's great to be talking to a GSA parent as well.
All right. Nick, we still have a bit of time left, but as you move forward with this role, certainly want to wish you good luck, but what's your immediate goal right now?
My immediate goal right now is to continue making this program equally accessible to students, I think, across the state, and to constantly be, like we discussed, be responsive to what it's like to be a teenager in 2016, 2017, because the world is rapidly changing, and so is that experience of our young artists. So I'm just trying to keep the program as relevant as possible and as rooted in the state of Kentucky, and I mean the entire state, as possible. So hopefully, if you're listening to this in various parts of the state, I'll be coming to that area soon. And please always feel free to reach out if you are a stakeholder or an institution or an organization that I should meet with, or that we should partner with. We're very open to collaboration and want to make sure that we're remaining as relevant as possible.
Nick, that web address again is
www.kentuckygsa.org.
Nick, thanks so much for being with us on the program. Love having you.
Thank you.
Again, that's Nick Cobalt, newly appointed director for the Kentucky Governor's School for the Arts. I'm Chuck Mraz on Front Page. We'll see you next time.